You're listening to SBS News.
In another hit to the aviation industry, Qantas will cut at least 6,000 jobs across all areas of its workforce. It's part of its long-term response to the coronavirus pandemic, which will see another 15,000 employees continue to be stood down without pay over the coming months. Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce says despite going into the crisis in a better position than most airlines, the company's been hit hard.
We all know that we will be living with COVID-19 for some time. And recent events show we can't take a low infection rate for granted. It is very clear that international travel is likely to be stalled for some considerable time. IATA, the peak body for the airline industry, says it will take more than 3 years for global travel to return to 2019 levels. That means all airlines, including Qantas, must take action now.
Around 100 of Qantas' fleet will be grounded for up to 12 months, with some to remain unused for longer. The airline will also permanently retire its six remaining Boeing 747s ahead of schedule and defer deliveries of new Airbus A321neo and Boeing 787-9 aircraft. Mr. Joyce says the short-term measures are necessary to ensure the survival of jobs in the long term.
Around half of those stood down will be back flying domestically, we think, by the end of this calendar year. The remainder, mostly those supporting international flying, will return to work more slowly.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has described the job losses as heartbreaking, saying the government recognises the airline industry will need additional help, but is yet to outline what that support could look like.
Our strength and our togetherness is tested on almost a daily basis, and Australians continue to prove themselves strong. But we're going to really need to call on that strength in the months ahead. And certainly to all of the Qantas family who will be hurting badly today, I extend my deepest regrets about what has had to be announced today.
The Transport Workers Union has criticised Mr. Morrison's response, accusing the government of not providing enough support to the aviation industry during the crisis. TWU National Secretary Michael Caine says Qantas should hold off on any decisions to cut jobs until the government finishes its review of the wage subsidy scheme.
We've had the Prime Minister say to those workers, "I extend my regrets to you." Well, Prime Minister, those workers are much less interested in you extending your regrets and much, much more interested in you extending JobKeeper. And that's exactly what you should do. We've just heard that you intend to sit down with the Treasurer urgently. You should do that, Prime Minister. That's what we've been asking you to do as a workforce for months now.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions has also criticised the Prime Minister for allowing cuts to go ahead. ACTU President Michelle O'Neill says Mr. Morrison's refusal to extend JobKeeper payments to all aviation workers has left thousands without support.
The government must announce today that it will extend JobKeeper beyond September. We know we're not going to be through this pandemic and the crisis that is involved from it in our economy and labour market by September. We need that certainty today. And we need Alan Joyce to reverse this decision. Shockingly, he has not consulted with the representatives of these workers. He has not sat down with the unions that represent Qantas workers and said, what else can be done?
Qantas is planning to be fully operational internationally from next July. Alan Joyce will remain as chief executive to see through the airline's 3-year transitional plan. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.